kids, are you ready? Are you sure? For music trivia, three rounds in store. It's head to head, who's going to war? Are you ready to settle the score? I said, are you ready to settle the score?
Hey, welcome into another week of Settle the Score. I'm your host, Matt Nose, joined as always by the musical director, the one and only Mr. Andy Merriweather. How are you, friend?
I'm good, thanks, Matt. Billy Joel brought out a new song for the first time in, what, 3 decades? So that's pretty much all I've been doing is listening to that, playing it myself.
Glad you're happy?
Oh, yeah. I grew up on, I think that Billy Joel was the first like song I learned on the piano, so. It's such a nice time to. I didn't actually think I'd be alive for it. And I actually, when I turned 38 at the start of January, I started listening to a couple of Billy Joel podcasts, people going through all of his songs in alphabetical order. For some reason, I had like a weird feeling like this year would be our last like Billy Joel year. I had like a, it was me turning.
That's morbid.
Yeah, it was me turning 38. I had this kind of existential like crisis, like who, you know, I'm going to lose someone this year. Like it'll either be. So one of my heroes all that. That's how I felt. I like up in the middle of the night, like thinking about stuff like that. And then I was on the opposite side of that spectrum. Like he released new material, not died. So that's good. So it's yeah, fun.
Well, your spidey senses were tingling just for a different reason. That's all.
Yeah. Just the radar was slightly off. Yeah. Just to fine tune that a bit. But yeah. How are you doing? Everything good over there? I heard it was wet on one of the shows that I watch. It said it was LA rain or something.
That's to put it mildly. Historic amount of rain in a short amount of time.
Wow.
I think officially at this point we broke the record for an entire, what we've done in an entire February. We did it in 2 days.
Congrats.
Yeah, thank you. It's fun to Winston and I were talking about it off air. It's fun to live in a city that's not designed for rain in the slightest. So it really fucks things up pretty royally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, be like you guys get an earthquake and we'd be over here be like, you pussies.
Even a little bit of heat over there, like, you know, melts the roads as you know.
I'm fine with that. Or fires, no problem. I've driven on the interstate where both hills on either adjacent side are literally on fire, and I'm fine with that. But
nice.
A record amount of rain comes down in about 48 hours and it fucks things up pretty hardcore around here.
Funny. That's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah. But outside of that, I have no complaints, but I'm excited for today's game. So you ready to get this started?
Yes, I am. Let's do it.
All right. So we have two returning guests onto the show. It's been a minute for both of them, so we're happy to have them back. First up, coming in, you know, from Capes and Cowls and Breakfast AM News, please help us welcome back to the show, Winston A. Marshall. How are you, sir?
Oh, man. It's so wet for no reason. My God, I'm just trying to, I like to walk a dog if I had a dog, and I can't even do that because it's flooding the streets out here right now.
Yeah, we've been waiting. We found a couple pockets where it's like, it's not raining right now. Let's take the dog. Let's take the dog right now. Cause otherwise it's not getting out.
We dog sit. We call my nephew, my homie's dog all the time. If she's got too much work going on, and he hates the rain more than any dog I've ever seen, to the point where she has given him a full raincoat with the little hood and the little boots or whatever. And the minute it comes out of the closet, he just goes and goes and hides. He's like, I know what this means. I just will hold it. I don't want to go outside.
Yeah, we've got one of those for my dog too, and she hates it. She hates it. You put it on, she's like, son of a bitch. I don't like this at all.
Nah, man. I genuinely do not blame them. There's a part of me that wants to be free spirited like Drew Barrymore and just enjoy the rain. But I melt more than I get, you know, any sort of boost of energy from it. So
yeah.
Yeah, well, it'll be over soon enough. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed indeed, man, that I do not wash away, that I survive this torrent.
All right, well, the other player on today's show is another one of our show favorites here. So please help us welcome back from Champs on Film, Miss Madisol McKee. How are you, Madisol?
Hi. Hey, guys. I'm doing great. I'm so happy to be back. Winston, I want to see that video, too, that Drew Barrymore video, too. I guarantee you. I would love her to see. I guarantee you she's not psyched about the rain this time.
Not right now.
Like, no, what do you have to say now? What do you have to say about the rain?
I mean, look, she doesn't have writers right now to help her figure out how to make that another viral video. So that's not good. You know what I'm saying? Like, that might not go very well.
Probably not. How is everything at Champs on Film?
Doing great. We're doing good. It's award season where we find a little more time and a little more innovation to get stuff. We're in the middle, you know, we're pretty casual over there. We just did our top 10 over there, and then we're gonna get gear up for Oscars. So, you know, it's good. It's a good time.
Mm-hmm. All right.
How are you doing with the? Do you try and watch everything Oscar nominated?
Yes, we do our best. We at least, I mean,
it's hard.
It's tough. Bare minimum. We cover like the best picture nominees. Best picture nominees. And then we try to do international. It's even tougher because we live like an hour south of Canada up here. And so like in northern New Hampshire. So it's usually it depends on how committed I am, but I'll have to go like 3 hours to the nearest like theater to find some of these things.
I'm a little depressed. I mean, I'm glad I have SAG on my side to like send some of these screeners, but I just looked at this. I have 52 left to go.
Have you watched any of them yet?
Isn't that out? I've
watched. I know, right? I've watched what? Let's see, because I still haven't seen Oppenheimer yet because I missed it in IMAX and I was waiting for that, and it's back here now in IMAX. I'm trying to get to a screening of that, but. Yeah. American Fiction, Poor Things, Maestro, Color Purple, Killers of the Flower Moon, The Holdovers, and I put Maestro on there twice. Dope, 51.
Yeah, all right. There we go.
Already chipping away.
Making progress.
There you go. but yeah, no, I the one upside is, again, I have access to all these because of SAG screeners. Not every single one, but like a good amount of them. So that helps. And, you know, some of these are shorts and you know, some of them you're like, well, that one's clearly going to win. So it's fine. We'll circle back another time. But a lot of work to do.
Yeah. Whew. Yeah. I always I try and seek out the shorts TV packet that they put together where you watch all the shorts like a feature length. And that's a lot of fun because you get the varieties. But with us being short on time and stuff like that, we had like 20 minutes the other day where Anna had a nap. So we stuck on The After on Netflix, which is 18 minutes long. It's horrible because I'm talking to people that potentially have a link to someone in the industry. I think it was a British film, so that's fine. It's abysmal. Like, it's not even like...
guess what, Winston? You're at 50 now.
Yeah. it's so weird. I think they must have spent all their budget getting David Oyelowo in the lead, and then
nothing left.
Nothing for lighting or other cast. They must have picked people out of the street. It was really bad. I was like, and I went on Letterboxd just to make sure it wasn't just me. And everyone's like, how is this nominated? It was. I don't know what's going on. It must be because of the name. Must be because of the Yellow Eyes.
Yeah,
that helps.
Look, a lot of the times, look, especially with these Oscars, it's a lot of it's campaigning. You know, it's like politics. You know, it's not who necessarily should be there. It's just who had the money and who put themselves out there and who campaigned the most.
Yeah. Like, what's her name? What's her name that she had nothing all award season, and then all of her friends said, "Hey, you should go ahead and just vote for her," and she just slid her ass right on in there.
Everybody's Oscars like, what was that last year?
That was last year. That's grassroots campaigning 101. Yeah, that was wild, but it happens.
Yeah.
All right. Well, is everybody ready to play today's game?
Come on, man. You already know.
Yeah.
All right. All right, here we go. Here's the bell for round number one. All right, Metasol, you will have opening choice in this first round of 1 through 5. Once you make your selection, I will give a clue, and Andy will begin playing. When either of you think you know the answer, buzz in with your name. I'll call on you. You're guessing the movie itself, so don't worry about the title of the song. It's worth 10 points. And then there's a bonus question worth 5 points, but I'll give you the rules of that when we come to it. And it's whoever starts their name first, if there's any controversy, and I can go back and check the tape, just so you know.
Okay.
It had people. Some people are adamant. They want. They request it. That's fine. We are willing to oblige.
Who knows? I might, just because I certainly didn't win no belts over Marisol during the showdown day. So this might be my only chance to beat her at anything.
Well, I tried to thread the needle for it's a little bit of what I think is good for both of you.
All right.
Hopefully there's crossover and you both know the others as well, but trying to make an as even a game as I possibly could.
Okay, yeah. Bet.
Otherwise, she's so fucking good at this game, she probably could stop you, me, and about 90% of the other people that play this game. Just so you know, Winston.
I'm here to have fun.
Just saying.
So this is some Fresh Prince breakout Lucille. Like, it was just like, oh, Marisol is supposed to have a friendly game with you. Like, and she hasn't seen you in a while. And then it's like, oh, no, actually, she is a monster.
He pulls out the pull stick. Yes, I know what you're talking about. I know what episode you're talking about.
Yeah. Right, I remember that one. Yeah, geez.
All right, Marisol, 1 through 5, where would you like to begin today's show?
Let's go with lucky number 3.
All right, lucky number 3 it is. And your clue comes to us from our patron, Eric Grebner, and it's, let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again. I like it. These both have looks like you've got some early inklings. That's always good. It's always good. You never know, though. You never know, though.
I know better with you guys.
Okay.
Yeah. Here we go.
Dear Mr. Fantasy, play a set tune, something to make us so happy. Do anything, take us out of this gloom. Sing a song, play guitar, make it snappy. You are the one who can make a song laugh. Doing that, you break out in tears. Don't be sad if it was straight mind you had. We wouldn't have known you all these years.
I'll give you a second clue.
Yes, please.
I just wanted to hear Eddie sing. That's all that was.
Wow. Oh, I get lost in it.
Your second clue comes to us, and this is another one from Eric Grebner, and it's much assembly required. Let's do the time warp again, and much assembly required. All right, I can give a third.
Damn.
We might have to, bro. What the hell?
All right. Your third clue comes to us from Houston Bodily, and it is, if the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. And in that one, I would focus on glove more than
Winston.
Anything else. Winston.
A History of the World Part 1?
That is incorrect.
Hmm.
That is incorrect.
It's always the first question. It's just
people get they got to get in the groove.
Yeah, it's like it's tuning into the clues now.
Glove, time warp. What was the second clue?
Much assembly required.
Oh, son of a!
Sorry, Winston. I can give a fourth clue if she doesn't guess correctly, and at that point, everybody can guess again.
I'm gonna go. With, I don't think I've seen this, but I'm going to go with, wait, hold on. I'm going to go with Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Incorrect. So I'll give another clue. It'll be open to you both at that point. Your clue is snap back to reality.
Okay, so I'm going to go again. Is it Is it Avengers Infinity War?
Incorrect.
What the?
Correct.
Wait.
Okay.
Time Warp. Duh.
I'm just going to
Avengers Endgame.
That is correct.
What's
for 10
wrong
points.
With me? You know what? You know what I think the problem was? Is that song's in the movie.
That's the opening of the movie.
That is the opening.
With the two of them on the ship and they play like football and all that jazz.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I think there's a running theme now. If you guys haven't realized, I don't watch Avengers Endgame that much. Whenever you guys play something from Endgame, I'm always like, "Huh? What is that?"
If you'd listen to others, we haven't used an Avengers movie with you, Metasol. So
there was one when I was on with Adam. There was something when I was on with Adam. We were both like, "Huh?" I think it was might have been the one I played on. It doesn't matter. Obvious weak spot.
Right.
All right. So Winston, you got the points on that. Now, bonus question: you have a choice. It's worth 5 points.
Okay.
Some of these are easy, and some of these are hard.
Okay.
And you can choose to answer it alone, but if you get the question wrong, you'll lose the 5 points, or you can open it up for both you and Metasol, but if she gets it correct, she will cut into your 10-0 lead, and nobody will lose any points, though.
Okay.
So my question is, do you want to be a dick or not?
Yeah.
Okay.
I invited you into my home, into my house as my contestant.
And no, you also said you don't watch that game, so you don't even need to worry about this anyway.
It's true. You did. You tipped your hand on that.
Touche.
All right. It's for Winston alone. It's worth 5 points. Here's your bonus question. Karen Gillan has appeared in 6 theatrically released MCU movies. Name them.
In 6 theatrically released?
Yes.
And we're talking about current. This isn't like around Endgame time. I'm just making sure I understand the question.
This is Karen Gillan's 6 theatrically released MCU movies.
Great. The 3 Guardians.
Okay.
Infinity War Endgame.
Okay.
And wait. Is she in? Yeah, she's in both of those. And then wait, the 3 Guardians, Infinity War, Endgame.
Yeah.
Oh, number 6. Thor, got it. Thor, Love, and Thunder.
That is correct for 5 points.
I was like, wait, did I say Guardians 3? Yes, I did. I just said all 3 Guardians. Yeah, What's wrong with me?
The best is when people forget the actual movie we just discussed. They'll start listing, and they'll forget. They'll omit, like, Endgame. And you're like, well, you know, no points. All right, Winston, your choice, 1, 2, 4, or 5. Where do you want to go next?
Well, why don't we go with 4?
All right, number 4 it is. Your clue is the guest gets 6, all others get 5. And that's from Eric Grebner once again. The guest gets 6. All others get 5.
Hmm.
This man's a master of riddles.
Right?
Come, my love, I'll tell you a tale of a boy and girl and their love story and how we loved her oh so much. And all the charm she did possess. My love is like a storybook story, but it's as real as the feelings I feel. My love is like a storybook story, but it's as real as the feelings I feel.
Me.
Okay, Metasol.
Princess Bride.
That is correct for 10 points.
Oh, nice. Thank God. I was like, why is it so familiar? Okay. Woo.
All right, bonus question. Do you want to be a dick or not?
No.
Okay. So come on, you both.
Girl.
No. See, some of us have tact. All right. Please.
See, but you would have got that last one, so I'm glad I was a dick.
That worked out. That's true. All right, so it's open to you both. So buzz in your name with your name, rather, if you think you know the answer. So here's your bonus question: what This Is Spinal Tap director helmed The Princess Bride?
Marisol.
Marisol.
Rob Reiner.
That is correct for 5 points.
Yeah.
All right, tie ball game, 15 points apiece in Marisol, 1, 2, or 5?
5.
All right, 5 it is. Your clue on number 5 is a jack of one trade. A jack of one trade. All right, Andy's putting the final touches on the instrument orchestration. I think we're good to go.
Here we go.
Maybe we were making straight A's.
Winston.
The
School of Rock.
That is correct for 10 points.
A jack of one trade. Come on.
It's 25 to 15. Winston, you're in the lead. Bonus question. Do you want to be a dick or not?
Do I want to be a dick again? Yes. Am I going to be a dick again? I will not this time.
This time, leaving the door open.
Leaving the door open.
Exactly.
Do you want a cookie?
That would be kind of nice right now. I'm realizing I ain't had no lunch. That is, the calories would probably be good for me.
All right, it's open to you both. Just buzz in with your name. Here's your bonus question. School of Rock was released in what year?
Me.
Marisol?
2003.
That is correct for 5 points. Okay. Nice job. It's about to give a little more context for the year, but you need it.
God, I should have known. Like, this is where I'm going to get in trouble. I better know every song because this is exactly where I am.
You got the Karen Gillan's, you know, filmography question, right?
Thank God it was only about her MCU appearances.
Well, the bonus questions have to be pertinent to the movie.
That's true.
Not just going to pull one just completely out of nowhere. That's not fun. All right. 25 to 20 with Winston in the lead. But Marisol, you have choice. 1 or 2?
Number one.
Number one, it is. Is your clue comes to us from Andrew Scanlon, and it is proving he's got the chops. Proving he's got the chops.
I'd sit alone and watch your life, my only friend, through teenage nights and everything I had to know. I heard it on my radio.
I know the song.
Mm-hmm. Gave them all those old time stars through wars of worlds.
Marisol?
Marisol.
Bohemian Rhapsody?
That is correct for 10 points.
Okay.
Man.
Okay.
Man,
that one was throwing me because I was like, I know that Queen song. I was like, but I don't know.
It's in the Live Aid that was one right. of the montage songs.
Mm-hmm. I don't know who you're asking about, you know, but I love that Queen song.
Well, proving he's got the chops,
that's fair.
Those chompers that he's got, and then he filled in for another guy, took over the lead, and then proved to be a much better lead singer for him.
Man, Rami Malek had veneers for days in that movie.
Yeah. For real.
All right. Marisol, you took a 5-point lead, 30 to 25. Bonus question. Do you want to be a dick or not?
I don't know. I've only seen this movie a couple times. I'm going to take a chance and be a dick.
All right. It's for you and you alone. Winston,
ladies got to be dicks sometimes.
Sometimes, but no foreplay, no Vaseline. You just
she's never spit in her life. It is fucking rough as it gets. All right, Miss McKee. I think we all know.
talking about freestyle rap battles. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. There we go.
No Vaseline, Ice Cube. Come on. It was right there.
All right, this is for you alone, then. Here's your bonus question. According to Box Office Mojo, Bohemian Rhapsody made how much at the worldwide box office? And they give it to you if you're within 150 million.
All right. So then I will say 325 million.
That is incorrect. You lose 5 points.
No.
At the worldwide box office, it did 911.
Wow.
Yeah, it did pretty well. That's the one thing I remember is it's one of the few times that like you see a best actor / best picture nominee
in an almost $1 billion movie.
Exactly. It doesn't. Yeah. It very rarely happens. So
wow. That. Mm-hmm. That's wild. I underestimated the international. Okay.
All right. So that ties the game at 25 points apiece right there. We have one question left in the opening round. Clue comes to us from Juan Reyes, and it is imposter syndrome. Imposter syndrome. And this one could be a little tough, just as a heads up.
I
love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of her gentle word and the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me excitations.
Good, 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 good vibration. Good, 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 good.
All right, I'll give you a second clue. Okay. First one was imposter syndrome. Second clue comes to us from Houston Bodily, and it is Attack of the Clones.
I'm just going to go with it.
Go ahead.
The Talented Mr. Ripley.
Incorrect. Incorrect. I like the, it's an interesting choice.
So if I guess right now and I get it wrong, then we just go to the next clue, right?
Yeah, I'll give you one more clue. And then if you guys can't get it based upon that, then.
But I'm saying I'm not like if I miss right now, because I'm just going to take a shot here. And then you would give another clue if I don't get it.
100%.
All right, so Winston, I'm going to say Multiplicity.
Incorrect. Okay, so we had Attack of the Clones. We have Imposter Syndrome. And your third clue is sometimes your reflection isn't kind. Sometimes your reflection isn't kind. And I will tell you, this was a quick but pivotal scene. Either you two want to throw out a guess?
Well, it's not The Prestige. I can't see Christopher Nolan liking the Beach Boys or like that. So
you think that'd be a little anachronistic?
No, exactly. Imposter syndrome, Attack of the Clones.
Attack of the Clones.
Your reflection can be unkind. Woo! Mama is rusty.
All right, I'll give you one more.
Okay.
One more pity clue? Okay.
This one was tough going into it. Like, this is a tough one.
Okay.
Your fourth and final clue is the people under the stairs.
Oh, God, Winston.
Winston.
God damn it.
Us.
That is correct for 10 points.
I'm trying to remember when the Beach Boys happens, though.
It's the Elizabeth Moss family.
When they're at their house. Yeah.
Elizabeth Moss gets stabbed. They're listening to Good Vibrations. And then she has to hear for the police.
The police comes on. Now there it is. Wow.
Yeah. It's a quick scene.
You, Winston. No, yeah.
The people under the stairs. That was good. That was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, Winston, you take a 10-point lead with the final bonus question. Do you want to be a dick or not?
Yeah, I got to be a dick. That's why I left the door open. And now I'm closing it so that my tethered
full circle,
over here,
baby. Full
my,
circle.
My tethered over here can't take my shit. So yeah, come on.
All right, with your 10-point lead, here's your bonus question: who plays the lead character of Adelaide Wilson in Us?
Lupita Nyong'o.
That is correct for 5 points.
I was like, is this a trick question?
Nah, look, there's some softball questions. There are some, hey, you got to guess the box office or give me a release date here.
For a second, I thought it was like, he's not talking about like the child, right? I don't know who that little child was. She was in like two parts of the movie.
Did you call her the lead? I wouldn't call her the lead.
She technically was Adelaide. I don't know. Shit.
All right, so that ends round number one. It's 40-25 with Winston in the lead.
Okay, Winston. Okay.
Here's the bell for round number two.
Oh, you want to get crazy? We can get crazy.
All right, Marisol, since you're in second place, you will have opening choice in our five-second round. So once you make your selection of one through five, I will give a clue, and Andy will play a five-second snippet of the song. It could be from anywhere in the song. It's his choice entirely.
Okay.
If either of you can guess the movie in that opening 5 seconds, it's worth 10 points. Otherwise, if we have to go to a second five of music, it drops the point value down to 5 points. And once again, you both can guess on this. So just buzz in with your name again. So one through five, where would you like to begin round number two?
Right. Lucky three, my ass. I'm going to go with number two this time.
All right. Number two, it is. Your clue comes to us from Houston Bodily, and it is Carry On, My Wayward Son. Carry On, My Wayward Son.
Okay.
I've got the power.
Oh, me. My soul is Bruce Almighty.
That is correct for 10 points.
Damn it. Damn it.
All right.
Eventually, I would have got there.
All right. 5-point ball game with Winston in the lead, 40-35. But Marisol, you got choice again. 1, 3, 4, or 5?
4.
All right. 4 it is. Your clue comes to us from Matt Scanlon, and it is Beastmaster. Beastmaster. Oh, Andy said he needs 1 second. I think he's going through.
Wait, I'm just clarifying. This is not a bonus question. We're just going again.
Nope. This is on to the next one. She got it in the first 5 seconds.
I was about to let her just have it by herself. Thank you.
No. This is... I'm glad you said something.
You could also do that, though. Like, you know, like, I'm not.
You know, first of all, stop you. You don't want to win that way. You know better.
You're right.
Sadly, some people do. They're like, whatever. I'll take all the points I can get. No, come on. This is fun.
Beastmaster. All right.
Here we go.
That is correct for 10 points.
Oh, okay, I haven't seen that yet, so that's my fault. Clearly, that's my fault. That's
that was
on
the
me.
Bob.
I heard that.
One of the biggest action movies of last year, considering the genres you covered.
You know, you're completely correct. That's completely on me. I was in my feels because I was having a little feud with somebody and they wouldn't stop talking about it. So I was like, well, I'm just not going to watch it then, which is dumb because it's a good ass movie I've heard. So that's on me.
Yeah, I've done that. I have. Somebody loves something so much. You're like, yeah, fuck you and fuck that project. How about that?
I'm not going to motherfucking watch it.
Yeah. I don't give a shit how good it is. All right. Marisol takes a lead by 5 points, 45-40. 1, 3, or 5. What do you want next?
Let's go with number 5.
All right. 5 it is. Your clue is edible arrangements. edible arrangements? And you both can guess.
Who can take the sunrise, sprinkle it with dew?
Edible arrangements. Okay, it's Winston. Gonna...
Winston.
Candyman.
Incorrect.
Like I was like, glad you took that bullet. Okay. Thank you. Good luck.
You can guess right here. Mm-hmm. If you get it wrong, then we'll go to the next five of music. And if neither of you has a guess, I can give another clue. Or you can hear the next five of music and then take a guess, but it drops the point value down by 5 points. Winston won't be able to guess at that point after hearing the second five.
Oh,
if I give a second clue, then you can guess again.
Okay.
So all the cards
I screwed up then.
Are in her hand. Well, does she know it? That's the question.
Well, hearing more of the song isn't going to help me because I know the song.
I do also know the song. That's...
Okay.
Why? Am
well, if I give a second clue, he can guess again.
I know. You know what? Just give me the second clue. Forget it.
All right. Well, Andy, since you're not doing the next five of music, why don't you pick the next clue and you can give it to him?
I'm involved. Let's do it.
Yeah. Well, I just saw you sitting there and you're like, you know what? This seems like we should just do this more often.
Okay. Right. Here's how much attention I paid. What did you go for?
C. I did C.
Okay. Cool. Okay. Your next clue is Plan Wilder. Plan Wilder.
Okay, yes.
Damn it.
Madisol.
Yeah, it is. That's all good. It is Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
That is correct for 10 points.
Yeah.
All right. Madisol 55 to Winston's 40. And we have numbers 1 and 3. What would you like next?
1.
All right. 1 it is. Clue comes to us from Joe Farrelly, and it is Flied Ice. Flied Ice. And that is 2 words, by the way. Flied Ice.
Oops. Okay, I'm ready.
Flied as in like.
Who knows?
Like F-L-I-E-D? Okay.
Okay, on spelling, we have in the past said yes or no on. That is correct. It is F-L-I-E-D.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go.
Shorty, get down, good Lord.
Oh, wait.
Baby, I'm...
Wait. Pitch Perfect?
Incorrect.
Oh.
Incorrect.
Damn it.
Shit.
So Madisol, you can hear that 5 seconds again if you like.
No, you know what? Come on, Andy.
Why
yeah,
not?
Drop it. Drop that beat. Yes. Come on. Sing to me, Andy.
Shorty, get down.
Oops, I started the beat then.
Shorty, get down, good Lord. Baby got him open all over town.
Oh shit, I forgot the clue. No, I didn't. No. Fly ice. Oh shit. I'm gonna go with I don't know.
What do you got?
I gotta pick something. Shit. No diggity. Damn it.
had some of the best shit talk on this show's fucking history.
Yeah. Oh God.
This is really real quiet.
Yeah, exactly.
Really, really rough.
You don't need more than that.
This is really rough. I'm just gonna say I don't know. I was on the same track with that. I'm just gonna go with Pitch Perfect 2.
Incorrect. Incorrect. So I'll give you guys another clue.
Okay.
And your second clue.
Do we get the last 5 seconds? Because I just want to hear Andy, you know. Well,
why don't we do that after you guys make your second guess? Because if he plays any more music,
yeah,
you're going to lose 5 points.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a good point.
So, Andy, if you want to choose the next clue.
Sure, yeah. I'll play it for you anyway. I'll play it for you anyway, Winston, afterward then. Okay.
Appreciate that. You got some soul to it, baby.
Okay.
Hey, trust me, there's nothing I love more than putting rap and R&B on this show to watch an English guy fucking crush it. Great. Every time. It's great.
Yeah.
Although I do have a rule. I only put one on per show.
Rap and Mandarin are the two.
Hey,
yeah, Mandarin and German and Spanish.
Don't you know Brits got hit in the soul, Matt? Don't you know that?
Blue-eyed soul applies to a lot of white singers. I got you.
Of course the Brits got soul. They don't took everybody's. Love you, Andy.
Yeah, I really wish Andy would just gone.
Yeah. Back to you. Yeah, they don't install air conditioning, but each house comes with a little mini museum of everyone's soul. Yeah,
God damn, this should be in a museum.
Yeah. Okay, your second clue is Pizza Rat. Pizza Rat.
Flied ice. And Pizza Rat.
Pizza Rat?
Pizza Rat.
All right. Let me just go for it. Okay.
Marisol?
Don't do it.
Nah. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
You're going to have to be more specific than that.
I'm going to go with Secret of the Ooze.
Incorrect.
That's good because of Vanilla Ice. I see what you did there. Okay, hold on. I got it. I just need a second to sort my thoughts.
You're fine.
Yeah, okay. I appreciate it. Thank you. So, yeah, there we go. Mutant Mayhem.
That is correct for 10 points.
Flight Ice is an ice cube.
Yep. And he plays a fly.
And I also realized because the boys sing it at one point, I believe, if I remember correctly, that's where that's coming from. What was the second clue again?
Pizza Rat.
Pizza Rat.
Pizza Rat. Yeah. No, you had me on Ninja Turtles, but I was just like, which one? That was good though on the Vanilla Ice. I'm actually very proud of you on that one, Marisol. That was good.
He's is he the best part?
Yes.
Secret of the Ooze.
Unfortunately. That and Splinter with a bow and arrow. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Mutant Mayhem yet, so I'll give you that one. That's all on you. I do want to see it though. It looks fun. Pretty good. I trust in Rogan and Goldberg.
They were robbed of not being in the conversation for best animated.
Yeah, 100%. All right, Andy. Next five of music on that I think was requested.
Oh right. Yes, I did forget. Okay. Yeah, let's do it.
I like the way you work it, no diggity. I got to bag it, bag it up now. I like the way you work it, no diggity.
Hey,
I got
to bag it. Hey, oh, hey, oh.
Hey, oh. Hey, oh, that girl good. Yeah.
That's for a whole nother show, man.
All right, it's a 5-point game. Marisol's in the lead, 55-50.
And we Winston, you're making me work.
Hey, I ain't walking out of here all willy-nilly like that. Come on now.
All right, a number left?
We have one left. It's number 3.
All right.
And your clue for number 3 comes to us from... Okay. All right. Smart. I like it. Your clue comes to us from Matt Scanlon, and it is Couples Retreat. Couples Retreat.
Bad movie, but continue.
Okay. Okay. Here we go.
It's getting kind of hard to believe.
Oh, Marisol. Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
That is correct for 10 points.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. The vampire rock opera that he's writing. Yeah. Oh,
so I used to sing that song so much in that stupid voice. I have it burned into my brain.
All right. That ends round number two. Marisol has a 15-point lead, 65-50. It's anybody's ball game. Here is the bell for round number three. All right, Marisol, this is our betting round, and you will have opening choice of 1 through 5. Once you make your selection, I will give a clue, and you will open the bidding with the number of notes you think you can guess this movie in. 4 is the minimum. The max is however many you'd like it to be.
I can't read your phone, but do you want to put your phone on the other side just in case, Andy? I don't know if that has like clues or something on it.
I don't think it would.
Oh, okay. Andy's making sure. Like I can't see it, but better safe than sorry.
Yeah, I think it'd be you would have to blow up your screen to a size that I'm not sure.
Oh, there goes Andy blowing up the phone. Okay. Andy's like, did you say blow up the phone?
Look, if she owns it,
I can't see anything.
I can't either. I'm just like, if my mutant powers develop right now. Oh, RRR. Oh, I saw that. There it is.
Well, then stop looking. Damn.
Stop looking.
Well, he blew it up from regular font size to geriatric. And then you can make out 3 sequential letters. It's not like you can read that damn thing.
No, but Winston, you get integrity points. You are a gentleman, sir.
I just don't want nobody saying no shit. I remember the big fiasco of, well, how you know they didn't just look it up? Shut up. Shut the hell up. Ain't nobody look up shit. We ain't got time for that.
That's never happened on this show, so don't worry about it. And I don't think it would start with the two of you. So
that's true. No. That's fair. On Black History Month?
I put my best foot forward, all right? None of my dirty laundry out right now.
Okay, so Marisol, you'll make the opening bid.
Okay.
4 notes is the minimum. The max is however many you'd like it to be.
Okay.
Once we do her opening number, then Winston will go over to you, and you can bid 1 note fewer all the way down to 0, but we just keep bidding back and forth until one person tells the other to settle the score, and at that point, that person is answering alone. Now, the point values are, at 10 notes and above, it's worth 10 points. 6 to 9 notes, it's worth 15. 3 to 5 notes, it's worth 20. And 0 to 2 notes, it's worth 25. If you get the question wrong, your opponent automatically gets those points. You each have a lifeline you can use 1 time to ask for a second clue, but you only have 1 of those.
Okay.
And then finally, if your opponent gets the question wrong and you think you know the answer, you can double down on it. And if you get it right, you'll double the points available. So if it was worth 20 points and you get it right, now it's worth 40. But if you get it wrong, you get nothing. It's a 15-point game. Marisol, you are in the lead, and you have choice 1 through 5. Where do you want to begin round number 3?
Let's start with 2 again.
All right. 2 it is. Clue comes to us from Matt Scanlon, and it is a picture is worth 1,000 words. A picture is worth 1,000 words.
Let's start with 8 notes on this.
All right, 8 notes. Winston, you can bid 7 notes all the way down to 0, or go ahead and tell her to settle the score.
Yeah, we can do 7.
All right, 7.
I think I'm going to go to 6 notes.
6 notes?
You said 3 to 5 is the new point range?
3 to 5 is the new point range. It's worth 20 points, and you're down by 15 right now.
Yeah, okay, let's go 5. No.
5 notes. Marisol?
I'm going to make him settle the score. I'm going to make him guess it.
How dare you? How dare you? I was bluffing. How dare you? That's my clue again. Pictures worth 1,000 words.
Yes, that is the clue. Right. Now, you do have your lifeline if you want a second clue. Don't forget you only have one of those. And if either of you wants to use your double down and your lifeline for a second clue at the same time, you can do that as well.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Okay.
All right, but here are your 5 notes.
So wait, I can double down on this?
No. You can only do that on a miss.
You can only do that on a miss. I don't need to worry about that. That's Wonder Woman, baby.
That is correct for 20 points. Winston takes a 5-point lead, 70 to 65.
It's the completely dejected just.
That's cool. It's cool.
There's still cool. 4 questions left. A lot can happen.
Cool.
I'm only up by 5 now. It's not that big a deal.
Yeah.
It's literally that fifth note too. That's what's crazy. Is that fifth note? What? Let's see. What number was that?
4 and 5.
Yeah, let's do 5. Five was good to me a second ago. So
why not go back to it?
Let's go back to it.
All right, number 5. It is your clue is personal demon. Personal demon.
Ooh.
So, Winston, you open the bidding. 4 is the minimum. The max is however many you'd like it to be.
7 notes.
7 notes. Marisol.
I'm going to lower it to 6.
All right. 6 keeps it at 15 points.
Personal demons, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Settle it.
All right. On 6 notes, it's worth 15 points. Marisol, you do have your lifeline. Winston, you do have your double down and lifeline. Your clue, once again, is personal demons. And here are your 6 notes.
Okay. It's The Exorcist.
That is correct for 15 points.
I don't even watch scary ass movies and I do that shit.
That's why one was fair. It's just like, well, everybody knows that one.
Look, yeah. You don't get to talk now, Mr. Cackling to the moon over there a second ago. The last one. Okay. Let me have mine. Okay.
Man.
All right. Marisol takes a 10-point lead, 80 to 70, and you now have choice 1, 3, or 4.
Let's go with 4.
All right. 4 it is. Your clue is friends with benefits. Friends with benefits.
Okay.
What do you want to do?
Let's start with 10. I'm going to play this one a little safer.
All right, 10. Winston.
7.
7.
Okay. Let's go for 5.
5, making it worth 20 points.
You wild. friends with benefits. 5 points.
It's worth 20 points right now at 5 notes. And it's a 10-point game with Marisol in the lead.
Settle it.
All right. On five notes. Your clue once again is friends with benefits. You do have your lifeline. If you'd like a second clue, just let us know and we will give that to you. And here are your five notes.
I'm so mad right now.
Don't be mad. Why are you mad? Why are you mad? Why are you mad? It's just The Social Network, baby. Why are you mad?
That is correct for 20 points. We got two questions left. Mattisol has a 30-point lead, 100 to 70 right now.
I shouldn't talk shit. It ain't over until it's over.
It's very true.
I'm not going to let this bite me in the butt. Okay.
What do you want, number one or three?
Let's go with one.
Are you scared of three now? What happened?
I'm not. Three messed me up, okay? It messed me up. I'm not superstitious, but I just, look. Let's not tempt fate here. I'm going to stick with one.
That sounds like superstition, just so you know.
Just a little bit. Just a baby bit.
You're worried about tempting fate. They're kind of hand in hand on this one.
A little bit, man.
All right. Number one, it is. Your clue comes to us from Ken Whitehurst, and it is Born to Hand Jive. And no, it is not the obvious, just so you know.
Mm-hmm.
Born to Hand Jive.
Okay. Okay, but I still feel like, okay, I think I could still, okay, I'm going to start with six.
Ooh, six notes. All right. Making it worth 15 right off the bat. It's a 30-point game, Winston.
Five. I have to play.
Five, making it worth 20.
I got to play catch up.
All right, then play catch up. Settle the score.
All right. Five notes. Winston, you do have your lifeline if you'd like to use it. Mattisol, you've got your double down and your lifeline.
Born to hand jive?
Born to hand jive.
All right.
You got five notes. Here are your five notes. You can hear it as many times as you like, Winston.
Well, let me hear it again. I mean, I know it. Oh, Jesus. Am I overthinking this? I feel like I'm overthinking this.
I can't tell you yes or no. I can't help you. And I don't think she wants to as she's covering her face. You just need spades and you're a poker player at this point.
No, I know. All right. I really think that I'm overthinking this and I feel like I'm going to regret this. E.T.
That is incorrect.
Yeah. I'm overthinking it. Okay. Yep. Damn it.
So, Mattisol, you can just take the 20 points or you can double down on it. If you get it right, it's worth 40. But if you get it wrong, it's worth nothing.
I would like to double down.
I know exactly what it is, and I'm really kicking myself right now. Go ahead.
It's Close Encounters. Encounters of the Third Kind.
God damn it. That is correct.
God damn it. I was literally sitting here because the minute you said it, I didn't actually immediately jump to the movie. I jumped to the cartoon Black Dynamite, where there's an entire episode of Michael Jackson being an alien and him summoning the rest of his homies and then trying to invade the earth. I literally was like, right, that was Close Encounter spoof that they were doing. And that's, and instead of like the piano, it's Michael going, he. Like, God damn it.
Because
then I was like, do they, you, is there something in their hands that I'm not remembering from Close Encounters? And I was like,
at the end, they use like a version of sign language to communicate right. with the aliens, and the alien right. signs back.
And that's why I psyched myself out, having not directly seen that movie in its entirety. I literally was like, maybe it is E.T.
Yeah. Problem is, the clue needs to be somewhat obscure because the notes are so recognizable.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I also get the hand thing in E.T.
That's a damn
And it's
shame.
John Williams. So
yeah. Oh yeah.
Well, we have one left. But Madisol, you've already wrapped the game up. So congratulations to you. But we will go ahead and do the last one. It's 140-70. You never know. Winston, you could get her down to a 25. She gets it wrong, you double down and you only lose by 20. So
not bad. Wow. Just
that was a huge swing right there.
That was a swift uppercut to the balls. It's just a wake up call here.
All right. So I'll give the last clue. Madisol, you'll open the bidding. Your clue comes to us from Andrew Scanlon, and it is, this one hits me right in the feels. This one hits me right in the feels.
I don't feel comfortable with that. I'm going to start at 10.
All right, 10. Winston.
Three.
We're 20 points. Smart. Look at that. Well, you go two.
I'll go two.
Do it, motherfucker.
All right. Two notes. Madisol, you do have your lifeline if you want to use it.
Okay.
And your clue once again is, this one hits me right in the feels.
Let's do it.
Here are your two notes.
Lifeline, please.
Are you kidding me? I know exactly what that is. I am so mad.
Well, you might have your chance to double down, because who knows if the second clue is going to help her.
I better not.
Better not. I'd love it, because Andy gives the lifeline clues. What if he just did the, you know, the feels is where this one hits me. Be like, oh,
yeah.
It's Yoda, that shit.
I'm not going to get out of this with my dignity intact. Okay,
all right, you know what? Cool. Here's what I'm going to do. To prove that I know it, I'm going to email Matt right now the answer to
Fair enough.
And you can see it after the fact.
I'll open my email right now. I can't tell you if you're right or wrong, but
no, that's fine. But it's on record. There you go. Because if I put it in the chat, you're gonna see it. So there you go.
Yeah, true.
Yep. Okay. Okay. Madisol, your lifeline clue is from Houston Bodley, and it is listening to the voices in your head.
Can I hear my notes, my two supple notes again, please?
Supple.
Man. It hits me right in the feels. And all in your head, is that what you said?
Listen to the voices. Listening to the voices in your head from Houston Bodley.
I don't know, man. look, I really don't. I want to go with Rocket Man.
That is incorrect. That is incorrect. And Winston, I will go ahead and tell you, you're going to double down, obviously.
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
And I would, if I were you, I would ask for another clue.
Oh, all right. Well, then go ahead and lifeline me then.
Yeah, might as well use it, you know?
Might as well.
What's going on?
He can't win.
I can't win. I can't win, so it doesn't matter.
What's going on? Wait, okay.
It doesn't matter. You already won the game, 140 to whatever he ends up with.
That's weird.
I was so sure.
Okay, Winston, your lifeline clue is from our patron Juan Reyes. And it is the bong hit. The bong hit.
The bong hit. Can I hear the two notes again?
Yeah. Supply.
Ow.
The bong hit, never. Listen to the voices in your head. And what was the first clue again?
The first clue again was, this one hits me right in the feels.
Man.
And on the bong hit, I wouldn't go with what it's implying. I would focus on bong. Well, the implication doesn't do shit.
Yeah.
So it's not about the implication here.
It is not about the implication. Saying? That is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Listen to the voices in your head.
Man.
Sorry. Bong hit, listen to the voice in your head. And what was the first clue one more time?
This one hits me right in the feels.
Her?
Nope. Incorrect.
What was his email?
His email is Interstellar.
Okay.
Which isn't bad given the clues, and I can see where you're going with that.
And with the and with the two notes, it sounds very similar to the opening.
Kinda, yeah.
Should we hear if
I think
Annie
if you go to seven notes is where you get the full hook, is my guess.
Okay, yeah. Let's see.
Can you play it for us? Since I guess it's all out in the open.
Yeah, I would say seven. Yeah, I'll play it. Yeah.
Oh, Inside Out.
That is correct. Bing bong is
bing bong, bing bong.
Yeah.
Ooh, damn. And I want to see,
they have like a bing bong song that they would sing? So that could be the implication of.
I would not. Damn, I was off.
Yeah.
In the fields, yeah.
Bing bong, bing bong.
Yeah, listening to the voices in your head.
I was never at that. I was never at that point. Because
she kind of listened to Daddy from the Fifth Dimension, and he's got the damn robot talking in his head, and
all those hints make sense. I was like not even remotely. I would never have gotten remotely to Inside Out. It makes sense now when you piece it all together. Yeah,
it happens sometimes. Music.
No, but I like it. The hints all make sense. They were just taking me all different directions. I was thinking a boxing movie. I was thinking a music movie. Mm-hmm. And then I was thinking a music movie about somebody who's really high. So I was like, is it Ray?
That's why I was so hell-bent on that Interstellar, but he's right. It's a different key, but those first two.
Yeah. It's still twinkly and let's jam out to this.
Oh shit!
The Pharrell remix. Yeah, it's a nice preview of the Super Bowl halftime show. I love all those promos. Superstar, Usher. Okay, it's been a couple decades. I don't know if we can apply that anymore. With all that being said, though, Marisol, you are today's winner. Congratulations.
Man, I'm like happy to win. That's cool. I knew it was gonna come down to wire. Winston, we were going back and forth, man.
Bro.
That was a great match. I'm a little bummed I like pulled out there at the end because like I that was gonna come down to the very last question.
This is where I always ran into trouble. Not to keep bringing stuff back to the Shmona, but that's where I always ran into trouble. My first instinct was actually always right, and then I would start overthinking it because I'm like, nah, bro. That come on now. But you're really getting a little too tricky with your own self. And I talked myself out of a right answer, and then it wasn't even because then who knows? Then fighting over Inside Out.
Yeah, who knows? Man. Who knows? Because neither of you knew it, so somebody's gonna get it wrong, and then
That would have been the game.
Yeah,
no, but man. That was great game. That was really fun.
Good game, man. I bow to your mastery. That was impressive as hell. Damn exorcist.
Hey, Wonder Woman.
I know I got
Wonder Woman.
I'm very aware.
Trying to thread the needle between both of your interests is a little difficult.
I get it.
Well, Metasol is today's winner. You have the floor first to plug, promote, say whatever you like, but go right ahead. Take it away.
So I'm just over doing my thing on Champs on Film. Adam and I have finally put out our top 10 of the year, our list, like both of our top 10 lists. We put a video on that on our channel. We still have an interview up, a recent interview with one of Madam's friends, childhood friends, who just released a new horror movie on Shudder called Destroy All Neighbors. We interviewed him. He's a screenwriter of that. It's a really great interview. He's a really animated, great guy. And he has a lot to talk about the industry and the people he worked with in that. So that's a great interview that's up on our channel. And then really soon, in a few weeks, we're going to have our Oscar preview video come up on Champs on Film. So please check us out on there. You can follow us on Instagram, on our YouTube page. You can subscribe to us. We're also on Twitter. And then you can follow me individually, Marisol_Mariah. And that's me.
All right. And we'll have your personal, I can put the Champs on Film Twitter handle in the description of the show itself so people can click and find it over there. Cool. And go check out Champs on Film. Winston, a hell of a showing. A close second place. As close as it gets, sir.
I humbly request that you bring back Mark Ellis, so he was easy to beat up on. I definitely shout out to Marisol. That was fun. You can find me at the Swaggy Blurred Man across all platforms. I am on the quest for 10K across my platform, each of them at 10. So I would appreciate it if you go and find me over on my TikTok and Instagram. I do something called Breakfast AM News, which I think we can update, but I'm in my robe and eating some dope and cracking jokes. So it's some good, it's a good time. And then over on my YouTube channel, I've got this thing that I've been doing called CPT Reviews for those that aren't black.
Yeah, I know what that is.
You know what, right? So it's color people time.
Are you getting, I was about to say, are you getting to these late? Is that why we...
That is typically what it is. And some of these are movies that I have seen before, me just giving my two cents on it. For others, it is movies that I should have seen a long time ago, like Finnish Close Encounters of the Third Kind. So definitely come over and do that. What I'm doing right now, I'm going to have them back up in about 2 weeks. I'm actually going to be anchoring, since there are a lot of sequel movies coming out or remakes and whatnot coming out this year, as every year at this point. They're going to be anchored to a lot of stuff. So obviously when Deadpool 3 comes up, I'll be doing CPT reviews of Deadpools 1 and 2, just as a good example. Or Dune 2 comes out in a couple of weeks. I have just seen Dune for the first time in IMAX. So I'll be doing a Dune review. So all that kind of stuff, definitely check that out, as well as some comedy and all that good stuff. So other than that, Capes and Cows over on Christian's channel, Game Time with Roka.
There you go. And we'll have the Swaggy Blur down in the description below, so you guys can just click that link, or Marisol's for her personal, or Champs on Film. Andy, anything you want to say before we get out of here?
Thank you to you both for such a fun game. You guys were awesome. As well as like being excellent at the game, just so much fun to hang out with, which is the most important thing for me. Me and Melissa Woody have kind of done our introduction episode for our new show, Franken Movie, where we pick a theme every month and we both choose a movie, and then we find what would be the Frankenstein version of that movie by combining our choices, and review that. That'll be kicking off this month. So probably put a link in there, but you can search Franken Movie, and we'll be dropping the introduction to explain how it works, and so people can play along with us.
Love it.
It sounds like fun.
Mm.
And I like that you guys are going to review the movie that you came up with as if it's not going to get a glowing review every time. That's good. You know what? I think we made another amazing one. We are fucking on fire.
Crushing it.
Exactly. We're talking about batting 1,000. if you have a link, we definitely should put it in the description.
Yeah. So the idea, the example we give in the intro is like, say Little Mermaid, the new one, is like our new release movie. Because that's when we were discussing it. That was just coming out. And then we'd go like, maybe the theme would be like ocean movies. And then I said, I'd pick Jaws. She would pick The Shape of Water. And then the Franken movie would be Creature from the Black Lagoon, the perfect combination of Jaws and Shape of Water.
Okay.
And then we both go and watch Creature from the Black Lagoon and review it. So, all right. Yeah. So it's kind
I
of
thought
like,
you meant you were going to like then create a pitch for
create a movie. No. Mm-hmm. Like we have to find an existing movie that is the perfect combination of these two. Like it would be parents having a child, a film. Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
Interesting.
Nice. If you actually combine Shape of Water with Jaws, it would be like, you guys remember the end of Deep Blue Sea?
Yeah.
My hat is like a shark fin.
What?
My hat is like a shark's fin.
No. Oh, yeah. No, like right before that, where the lady jumps into the water.
Clearly a euphemism.
Yeah.
Wait, never mind. I retract what I just said.
It's too late now.
You ruined it. Nope.
Yeah. I think he got to the natural conclusion of where that thought process was going. All right. Well, that is it for this week's show. Our thanks to both of you for joining. It was so much fun to see both of you again. And thank you for taking the time to be on the show with us. And once again, I'll have their handles, their social media handles in the description below. But you can follow Andy at STS_AndyM, and you can follow me at Matt Nose. That is it for this week's Settle the Score. We'll see you guys next week. Until then, adios.
Peace.